See, I wanted to bring this up because today is April Fool's, and despite that being the case, you know, we are going to take our review of this movie fairly seriously.
Seriously as we can.
And yeah. Played a joke on ourselves
We're going to express our own real opinions about it.
We're not going to have a glowing review of Morbius.
Exactly. And the other reason I wanted to bring up a funny April Fool's thing is to get us in a fun talky mood. Because tonight we're watching Morbius. Hi, I'm Josh. I'm an analyst here in Nashville. And when I get stressed, I just poof around in a puff of smoke.
I'm Rick Fox. I'm an author here in Nashville, and I'm a British vampire in New York City.
I'm Brian. I'm an illustrator here in Nashville, and I suddenly look hot.
I'm Caleb. I'm an analyst here in Nashville, and I'm bullied by the wind.
And we're opinionated.
And tonight we're watching Morbius. Morbius came out in 2022. It has a 16 on Rotten Tomatoes. It was directed by Daniel Espinosa and written by Matt Sazama and Burke Sharpless. And it stars Jared Leto, Matt Smith, Adria Arjona, Jared Harris, Tyrese Gibson, and many others.
Biochemist Michael Morbius tries to cure himself of a rare blood disease, but he inadvertently infects himself with a form of vampirism instead.
So before we get off into talking about the movie, just a quick reminder for our listeners that because this is a new release...
No one gives a fuck if we spoil Morbius.
We're going to do 2 minutes of spoiler-free.
Okay, that's about what I can handle,
And then after that, there's going to be a short break, which might be longer than the spoiler-free portion, after which we'll get into our final... Or get into our real
our
thoughts.
Final thought. Final 4 minute
episode.
After that, we'll start shitting on this. No, we're going to start doing that pretty quick, aren't we?
Going into this movie, I always like talking about how we're feeling going into the movies when we do these first impressions.
Sure.
Going into the movie, I expected this to be bad. What I didn't expect was for this movie to have the vibe that I expected from The Batman. The Batman ended up being fun, and the edgelord was like done in like a, ooh, like this is a fun way instead of just like a cringe edgelord way.
Was it
even
that
had
edgy,
like
though?
The same.
Well, he left his makeup on and was all sad and stuff. I do like that.
Pretty much had the same soundtrack.
No, the soundtrack was fucking boss for Batman.
I'm
really
thinking of
the
like the previous series of the Christian Bale Batman.
No, I'm talking about the most recent one we just watched.
Yeah, I realize
the
that
Batman.
Now.
Yeah, this movie is edgelord to the cringe degree, and is just like. I don't know how I'm going to talk about this in the spoiler because
that's why I didn't want to.
I simultaneously hated this movie and also had a lot of fun laughing at this movie. I give a lot of movie credit. I have in the past given a ton of movies credit for the enjoyable time that I had there. And I am still figuring out in my mind how to balance the amount of times that I cringed at this movie versus the amount of jokes that we made to each other, probably annoying the other people in the theater listening.
Here's how you do it, Josh. You give the movie the credit it deserves, and then you give me the credit I deserve for the comedy set I gave you while the movie was running.
It was a four-man comedy set. Right? The four of us were all cracking jokes constantly.
That's true.
I don't know. I walked into this expecting it to be dog shit, and I wasn't disappointed. Like, were any of you looking forward to this?
I was cautiously hopeful. Like, from the first trailer I saw, I was like, I kind of like the visual aesthetic they're going for, and
with like the smoky stuff.
Yeah,
I intentionally did not watch the trailer because I just didn't want to. I didn't want to know.
Sure,
that's fair.
I walked into this expecting a complete disaster, given the reputation it has online now, the score that I had seen on Rotten Tomatoes,
sure,
and the way it had been moved like 30 times as far as the release date.
Mm-hmm.
What I got instead was incredibly disappointing because it was not that bad.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I don't mean that in like a, like, it was actually pretty okay, guys. I mean, it just wasn't that bad. It
no,
wasn't
I
that
think
good
it was
either.
Extraordinarily boring.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, you... Got you enjoyed how bad this movie was.
Yes,
and
I
don't think it was bad enough to start getting enjoyment out of it. Instead, it was just disappointing and boring.
Largely,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
There is one thing that I really did genuinely enjoy in this movie, and there's not enough of it. But other than that, it's kind of just dull.
Well, and we have watched a lot of movies that have higher than a 16 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And this movie does not deserve that low of a score.
No.
Well, also, the audience liked this one, didn't they? Like, giving it like a 69.
I didn't.
Yeah. Is that an April Fool's joke?
Ooh. Nothing when it's 66, so not nearly as kinky.
Maybe it was 69.
The audience seems to like this.
Someone was party pooping.
Well, no, they just didn't realize the funny number was there.
Nice.
I don't think this deserves a 69.
I don't know. The other reason I was not expecting it to be good is because I just can't stand Jared Leto. Like, that's I feel like fair. Most of his acting is mid. And like I think that he's got a couple movies in his like list of things he's done where people are like, yeah, that was an outstanding performance. And then it's
that's
like,
what throws me off is that every now and then he's kind of okay.
Yeah, and then the rest of the time it's just like, he sure can constantly overact every scene to death.
I don't even consider
and
him
also,
overacting.
And also he's just a jackass.
I mean, I do think I can see why he has that reputation. He definitely deserves it, given like the fact that most of what I know about Jared Leto as a person is his antics when he was playing the Joker, and that just seems like a complete dick move.
Yeah.
But in this particular movie, he's just a boring goody-goody. And
No, the movie is constantly flipping back and forth between whether they want you to feel like he's a good guy or a bad guy.
No,
I don't think that. I think they just fucking wash over. Well, we'll fucking get, later.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we'll get
all right, we all want to spoil it. Before we go, don't go see this movie. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, don't go see this movie. All right, Jesus.
Brian.
Watch it at home, I guess.
Okay. interesting. Caleb?
If you like vampires, watch something else. There are plenty of better options.
But he's not a he's the living vampire. That's a very important distinction.
It's true. It's true. I really wanted Blade to show up at the midpoint of this movie and just be like, hey, motherfucker, I'm here to kill you.
No, I'm not really a bad guy, even though
I don't care. I'm still here to kill you. Sorry. I kill vampires.
I did not make that distinction.
Play the preview.
Back in a second.
You need a doctor?
I am a doctor.
I should have died years ago.
People all over the world have my disease.
I'm here
to find a cure. We have to push the boundaries, take the risks.
If you're gonna run, do it now.
People are strange.
Dr. Michael Morbius? You've been missing for 2 months.
When you're a stranger.
Then you were found on a container ship that washed up off of Long Island.
Faces look ugly when you're alone.
Johnny! What did you do to yourself, Doctor?
I wish I knew.
All right, we're back. It's time to spoil this.
Was Blake also part vampire? I can't remember.
He's half vampire.
He was half vampire.
Okay, right? What it is his mom got bit while she was pregnant with him.
So he's like a quarter vampire.
He's like, technically a daywalker is what he's called.
It's a weird like tie-in. He's actually the baby from the Twilight series.
What did they call the D in Vampire Hunter D? They had some weird word for like, oh, he's...
Dampire.
Dampier.
Dampier.
But that shows up in other stuff. Isn't that like...
That's taken from...
That's the only place I've encountered that word.
I've heard that before somewhere.
Yeah, it's definitely been in D&D. It's an older term that like I think has a very specific meaning to some
Scottish version of vampires or something.
Before the very short break we just took, we're pulling back the curtain. We were talking. You said that you don't feel like it's kind of wibbly wobbling between him being a good guy and a bad guy.
Not at all.
I feel like it is because he's going between I'm not going to drink people's blood. I'm going to be a good guy. And it's doing that constantly. But it's like...
But he never drinks anyone's blood.
He never drinks anyone.
Ever.
My beef is that they just completely walk over the fact that he killed
people. The very beginning, he killed 9 people.
He killed those people, but the movie goes out of its way to like make it really weird that like the guy who he apparently, I assume, hired to protect this cruise ship runs in there and is just like,
I'm
just going to start shooting you. Yeah, and
he
makes a point to be a giant dickhead.
He's a fucking monster.
Yeah, he makes a point to be a giant dickhead. Oh, you mean...
Yeah, okay, if I see a dude on the ceiling, it's like,
he's like,
let's talk about this dude.
Sure. No. But Morbius isn't dropping down from the ceiling being like, hey, your casual sexism isn't okay. You really need to reevaluate the way you treat women.
But even before that, he's walking in there like he's getting ready to shoot the guy before he's even seen anything except that there's a chair that's empty.
No, he is a guard. He is guarding. It is his job to have his gun ready to guard shit.
What does he think is in there? He doesn't know he's trying to turn himself into a vampire.
He doesn't know that, but it is his fucking job to be there with his gun.
The doctor has just disappeared for no reason, and it's your job to shoot bad stuff. So if the doctor doctors just disappear for no reason, and it's a very clearly lit cell with nothing obstructing the view. You're like, okay, something fishy is going on. I'm not going to be like, time for me to get out my nightstick. I'm going to be like, I've got a gun. And then the movie clearly doesn't want you to care about these guys.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
The
movie later goes out of its way to go, hey, they
also,
were mercenaries.
None of the rest
they
of the crew they
probably
to be casually sexist.
Probably. Except that the movie itself has the police saying, no, we don't give a shit you murdered a whole bunch of people. It's not a big deal.
Shitty thing for the police to say.
They were shitty
for them to be like, hey, they were in international waters and we don't care about like
exactly,
working class
but
sailors.
The movie does not care. The movie doesn't care. It is not trying to play up some sort of moral ambiguity about him murdering people. It's trying to say, hey, this shit at the beginning didn't matter and we only played with the fact that he might have killed somebody for about 30 seconds.
It does matter that he murdered people and then they gloss over it. He didn't walk in like, you know, after I do this job, I'm going to go back to being a convicted felon of rape and murder. No, he's just a piece of shit. He's just a shiggy dude with a shiggy job.
And in movies, that makes it okay to kill you.
No.
Yes.
No.
Every movie ever. That's the line. You are either a piece of shit or you're in a horror movie and you have sex.
Sure,
Those are the lines.
No, okay. Sure. Movie logic. The dude who's casually sexist to the woman doctor.
That does not make him a googie googie.
No. In movie logic, he's fine to die.
Yeah.
All the other sailors were just like playing cards. They don't deserve to die.
Yeah. Morbius is not a googie googie for like murdering some kind of dick guys.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. The movie is telling you he is a good guy the entire time. This is the one moment where he's constantly having him be kind of a shitty person. How is he kind of a shitty person? Like the worst thing that he does besides this murder, which I'm setting aside because the movie is like, no, he didn't control himself. He didn't know what he was doing, blah, blah, blah. He was just an animal in this state. Every point after that, it's like, no, we're either going to give him an excuse for his violence, which is like he's hurting another vampire to try and stop him, or it's him like hurting a guy who's counterfeiting, which I will admit is like not a good enough crime to like break all the bones in his hand and steal his stuff.
No, he did not break his bones.
Oh, I thought that's what he was doing, was breaking his hand.
He dislocated all of those fingers and said, 6 weeks later and ibuprofen and you'll be fine.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I thought it was kind of a dick move.
They are actively criminals, though.
It's not as bad as I thought it was, but it's still like weird that that's what he goes for. Anyway, like they could have had these guys be like actually giant dickheads and actual criminals.
Why in the post-credit scene is he teaming up with the Vulture?
Because they want to tease the fact that they've got Marvel characters
now. Yes, but he's a good guy. If the movie's trying to say he's a good guy, that is a post-credit scene
and has nothing to say for this film. They're trying to set things up for the future, which may or may not be bullshit.
By the end of that movie, what they've done with the character since then is kind of try to imply that he might be turning over a leaf. He's at least not going to form the Goody Two Shoes Six. I'm just saying that he might not be the type of guy that's like, I just want to kill Spider-Man because that's all I have a reason to do. Blah blah blah.
The sympathetic six is here to help save the day.
He's just not as big of a dickhead as most Marvel villains, who are just irredeemable assholes.
Yeah, but that's because most Marvel villains are like, hello, I'm the new alien meta-human threat here to end all universes.
They're just, I'm you, but evil. That's almost every Marvel villain.
So can we back up and talk? Let's just discuss the question of why does drinking blood help him in the medical condition he is in?
Stupid! I hate it. The movie starts off very fast. It does not wait to turn him into Dr. Morbius. We have a brief flashback where
we see them as children, and we're back. And honestly, it's a bit jarring because I thought we were jumping around in time a little bit, but no, we're just right back to where we started.
Even the beginning is so like none of the science at any point in this movie makes sense.
And it seems like it would need to because they're not making an especially comic booky film.
Yeah, and so
if you're going to have science be more practical, then try harder, damn it.
And also because a lot of time most of the time you just fudge the numbers with your science talk by either making up terms that don't exist, using terms that nobody knows what they do, or just making it all so freaking convoluted that nobody can follow what's going on.
It's like instead we're just going to show you things happening on a computer monitor and you're just supposed to buy it.
Chimera sales.
And also like they make it very clear what's going on and logically it doesn't make sense.
What do you mean logically?
At the very beginning, they treat vampire bats like they're piranhas.
Sure.
Where he's like, they can take down an animal 10 times their size. Right,
they show like a dead deer.
That? I wish the entire movie had been on the level of that line. That line set me up for a precedent that it did not follow through on.
It's
don't straight
up follow through with that.
I mean, it brought the bats back around.
it's just Morbius, but it's on the same level as like Anaconda.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been a better movie.
They always fight with their teeth and claws and like dream.
Yes.
No, okay, they become fucking bullets and they attack you like thousands at a time until you're being into submission.
Because they have
a
thick fraternal bond. They have accepted Morbius into their family. It's a part of the movie.
Now remember, he had just received a grievous wound that he is chalking up so bad, and somehow the bats around him resurrect him and heal his wound.
Well,
and give
that,
him power.
Oh, his ultimate bat Kamehameha weapon that he can use to defeat
you're
his enemy.
You're still cutting to the end. I still want to talk about the science, because at one point he says, oh, the vampire bats have something in their saliva that acts as an anticoagulant, which is true.
Yes.
That's like the same thing mosquitoes have. It's how blood drinkers work.
So they can be essentially leeches, not piranhas. Yeah.
Now, Dr. Morbius and Milo's, the villain of this movie, Milo, Matt Smith, their condition is they need dialysis 3 times a day. There's something wrong with
their blood coagulates.
Yeah, they have something wrong with their genetics.
I don't even know if it's dialysis. They just need to have fluids pumped into their
body. He says specifically you need your oil change, which I took as a like
blood.
It could be anything.
Essentially, it's your changing.
We saw blood.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure those were dialysis.
Wait,
machines.
At some point did they say that their blood is like congealing in their body?
Yeah.
They just show like a tiny little computer thing and there's just a needle coming out of it.
I missed that completely, because when he's like, I'll make my blood not be able to coagulate and that will save me from my genetic like
disorder.
Condition.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm like, on what planet, my dude?
Right.
I mean, this is a genetic dude fucking with DNA. This is not like 1 + 2 = 3.
Your blood not being able to coagulate is called hemophilia, bro.
And then we need that. I want that right now. Put that in my body.
Later, he's just like, I've perfected the bat serum. Let me just bend over real quick and you can give me a spinal tap.
Yeah, good lord. What? Okay, wait.
Right.
Okay, so
The female doctor has to give him a spinal tap in order to actually convert him in the beginning, and yet later on she just has to bite his lip and get one fucking droplet while she sucks all the blood out of her body, and that's what she needs to transform later.
He sucked all the human blood out of her, so all that was left was his good blood.
See, it's about percentage, right? If your percentage of vampire blood is higher than your percentage of human blood,
if that was true, then why didn't she do that to him instead of the fucking spinal tap?
I have two. I have a better question. Yeah, she wasn't. There was no vampire. So no one else to give him vampire blood.
That makes about as much sense as
it
doesn't make any sense.
Also, her character name is Martini, just so we
can. Is it really? Martini?
What? Who is
Martine? Martine, which I am going to humorously call Martini from
now on. Who is the actress?
April Fools.
Adria Arjona.
And is she banging Fast and Furious?
No, you're thinking of the black guy.
Tyrese Gibson.
Tyrone?
Yes. Has he also been
in Fast
and Furious?
He has been in most of the Fast and Furious.
I knew I recognized him.
Yeah.
Was that scar?
Like
did they
Fast
give him
Fast
that scar on his neck,
me.
Or is that just something he had?
I think that's him.
That looks real.
She was not in there, but she is in Fortnite.
All right.
Okay.
And also Pacific Rim.
Okay, so vampire turning vampire thing. I'm willing to give it a pass specifically because that's how vampires in a lot of mythology are created. You give them some of the vampire blood, and then they suck out of yours, and it turns you into a vampire. That's how it works.
I just see no precedent for that being the case in this one.
Fair. 100%.
Yeah,
but this is dumb as shit, and I'm willing to give it this.
Especially because he goes out of his way to show that he's not like the traditional lore vampire, right?
Right.
I can walk out in the sun, like holy water. I'll just laugh that off.
Yeah.
What are you even doing?
The whole idea is this is a more sciencey approach.
Sure.
That's my perception. And I feel like in that moment, we'd throw that way out the window.
Totally fair. Bigger question, though. What the fuck was he doing at the beginning of the movie? Because clearly, whatever he did to, like, lure bats to himself, to, like, do all that shit, was completely unnecessary. Because
Matt Smith
just, like, hangs out and is like, hey, I just injected myself with a serum. I guess. We didn't see what I did with it. Maybe
to catch them. I think he had, like, a big, like, net in front of him, maybe.
No.
It looked like a big screen of wires or
something. No, it was putting, like, sleep shit on him. Like, it was liquid.
But
they
all
flew through.
Then they flew off into the jungle.
No, then they fell down on him and accepted him as a brother.
It did not make it clear at all what was going on in that scene, what it gave him later, because it implies later that that happens after the boat scene.
The next scene that we see him in,
before we leave the scene,
after the initial, when he's catching all the, like, when he cuts his hand and, like, it awakens the fury of a thousand suns in this entire
wave
of bats.
And all the bats, who for some reason don't just murder him outright, because that's apparently what vampire bats do in this universe. Yep.
He's protected.
And
he's protected by the
his bros in the helicopter, like, are trying to fly away.
I mean, my perception is that all of them die because these bats are piranhas, and there's about a million of them going crazy.
But they I want
them to fly out of the cave and hit the helicopter, and then as they fly off, you see like a skeleton of a helicopter.
Yeah.
No, all the sheet metal's gone. It's
I think it was him catching them, because
that was
scene,
the past.
The next
That's
scene we
the
see
thing
him
makes
in
the most sense, but
the
I don't think it makes sense
him
in context of the movie.
He's talking with Martini,
and he's got
and
the vampire bats in his.
Yo,
little
what's
thing?
All this? And he's like, "Oh, I secretly had a giant, like, 4-story tube of bats installed.
That's an aquarium.
Somehow. My bad.
For flying mammals.
Yeah,
that's the dumbest shit. None of this makes any
shit. Also, there's no, like, it's not a habitat for them. It's just like
no,
they just like fly around in a circle the entire time without being fed a single time, and they're apparently ravenous animals.
You know, they may have accepted him as a brother, but this is a toxic, one-sided relationship.
Yeah, he's a shady brother.
He says that, but clearly they must have accepted him as a brother before he turned himself into a vampire. Otherwise, they would have eaten him.
No,
they are by
his little screen.
Yeah,
thing.
They went through the sleep screen.
Not most of them flew right past it, and like were attacking the helicopter.
Yeah, but those are the bag bats. Those weren't family.
Those are the ones that became Matt Smith.
Also. It's not just the vampire bats. All bats ever became his family, apparently, because
which
he can use.
Sonar now.
And I want to stress this point. He can use as a kamehameha of bats.
Absolutely.
And they all, it's like a hive mind, so they're all actually mini doctors too, and they suture him up while they were lifting him off the ground.
I don't understand how they healed him.
Surprisingly, Matt Smith is in this movie. I did not expect that. And I think it would have been, in terms of Rotten Tomatoes score, it would have deserved a 0 without Matt Smith in.
Absolutely. He is the best part of this movie, bar none. If the entire movie was just Matt Smith running around as a vampire and, like, someone has to stop him, like, send, I don't know, fucking Blade after him or something.
Honestly, I think they should have swapped Jared Leto and Matt Smith.
Yeah.
That would have been much better.
But he wouldn't look like... Think of him with long black hair and a goatee and shit. Like,
yeah, like they're going for the look silly. Of the character, the like classic look of the
Which,
character.
Was it
also.
That important?
Well,
no.
Yeah.
No, it was not.
It can be for comic people. Like if you cast the wrong person as Wolverine, yeah.
All seven of Morbius's fans would be very pissed. But the rest of the people
see,
who watches the movie
the
would
picture
be really happy.
Of Jared Leto showing up to surprise the Morbius Discord community at their local showing.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you should look it up on Twitter later.
Were they happy about it or?
It looks like about 20 people who are actually Morbius fans, and then about 20 more very attractive people who were probably paid by the studio to be there.
Yeah.
Well, I hope those 20 fans had a good time.
Or, you know, that could just be my own internal prejudices. Yeah. There could be some very attractive Morbius fans out there. Who knows?
They had reconstructive surgery to look more like vampires.
I don't know. If I was really deep on Morbius, and then I... Like, this guy is not necessarily a messiah figure for the Morbius community. He's more like the Antichrist.
I mean...
He's anti-hero Jesus.
Like, this is what you gave us? This is the performance? We deserve better.
I mean, they probably do. But, to be fair, like, it's not the worst performance. Like, this is not a repeat of Jared Leto as the Joker, where it's this is a disaster.
No. It's a very mid performance.
Exactly. It's middle of the road. And honestly, I don't think that comes down to Jared Leto. I think it comes down to the fact that, like... Morbius in this movie as a character is fucking boring because the movie doesn't want to give him any edge. Like if he actually felt like
if this
he could
was an
snap
R
and,
movie,
yeah,
oh, much better.
Even yeah. the, even if they felt like he maybe like they needed to stretch that tension out of did he eat that nurse for a lot longer?
Yeah,
and like have that kind of thing go on through the movie where it feels like he might actually snap and kill someone. Otherwise, he's got a bloodthirst and he might murder someone. Except he's the hero, and we all know that he's not fucking doing any of that shit.
I agree because when we got to that point. If for me, there was no tension of did he kill the nurse or not? Because I'm like,
Matt Smith
he didn't kill the nurse. Clearly, Matt Smith is a bad guy. He's going to walk in and we're going to see his face like magically look younger because he got vampire rejuvenation.
I thought he looked old as fuck in this movie. I didn't realize that was just him like aging him from disease. I was like, Man, does he have something?
Yeah, vampirism.
I know. Vampirism fucking helps.
Well, that's fair. He had magic blood disease before that.
Has this director directed anything else that I might recognize?
I would be surprised if so. Like, Sony does not do a good job with these Marvel movies. Like, they just need to get out of the superhero business, lease all their characters to Marvel, like the MCU, and just call it a day, because they're bad at it every single fucking time. All the Venom movies suck, even though I haven't seen them, but they all suck.
They're not bad, they're just not good.
That's the point, is they just keep putting out mediocre shit and they wonder why no one goes to see their movies. Like, they have a reputation for it at this point. Get your creative team, like, someone different. You can, like, obviously you can make a lot of money off of superhero movies, no fucking shit. Like, it's not that difficult.
Just license it back to Marvel.
Exactly. Just like, let Disney just say, like, hey, we'll split the profits. You guys get extra characters. We get to make money instead of making shitty movies. The fans get better movies. Everyone wins.
After how greedy Disney is, they're probably like, oh, give us 90% and sure.
Yeah, but then you can just be like, no, we'll just keep making shitty movies.
Right. Which is, here we are.
After watching Batman v Superman, would y'all ever imagine you could one week seeing a really good Batman movie and the next week seeing a really shitty bad movie from Marvel?
Yeah, that seems about right to me.
Well, not Marvel. A movie based on Marvel comics, not in the Marvel MCU.
It is a surprising turn. I do enjoy Matt Smith in this movie because it's enjoyable to see somebody having fun with these powers and abilities. But visually, I feel like he stays pretty drab throughout it. Like they, his face, the CG in this movie is fine. It looks pretty.
It's good.
The little wispy smoke stuff is pretty.
It's dumb, but it's fine.
Sure. But he never... Jared Leto at one point, I guess, swaps outfits to include like a purple velvet lined trench coat, and it's like, okay,
I think that's to look more like the character.
Sure, edgy, but it
I've seen that costume on
at least
on
has some visual flair to it.
So
Matt Smith, I'm sorry, pinstripes, like a
pinstripe tie that matches the pinstripe shirt is the weirdest
and
shit.
And a very like pale pinstripe.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't look like old mob. It looks like,
well, because he wanted to be like the counterpart to what Morbius was wearing.
I guess it's
sort of
not,
like this.
It's not,
like, it's
visually
not exact,
appealing.
But they're trying to go for that.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, they're
trying
to go for this look.
Yeah, it's not visually appealing.
It would seem
appealing.
Like, if you're going to become a creature of the night, you're going to include that vibe in your bad guy outfit.
Sure.
Make it a black suit with some red details.
Some red.
No, he wants his smoke trail to be all light colored, so when they're fighting, it looks like two beams like countering and shit.
I hate the action in this movie.
I like it action. That's the only part I like in this movie.
No, you can't see it. Like,
you can see just fine.
No, I was paying. No, you cannot. No, I was paying attention.
Are you wearing your eye
contact? I was specifically looking to see, okay, in these fights, how much of this is like, okay, you can actually tell what's going on, and how much of it is just like, okay, they're throwing smoke effects and CG like crashing through a wall.
No,
the
I
only
agree.
Time you can see what's going on is when they slow it down, and those parts are interesting. I'll
Which
grant
is like
that.
90% of it.
No,
though.
Like 10% of it. Go back and watch the movie again. You 50, are wrong. 50. It is not.
I'm the one who understood the fight scenes. You're the one who needs to go watch it with your glasses on this time.
Can you understand Dragon Ball Z fights when they happen?
They just draw them going blink, blink, blink. You can't actually see them fighting.
And the landscape exploding.
Yes. No, I was very disappointed in everything but the slow-mo parts of it. And the very end when he does a bat kamehameha. Because that
what about when he hung upside down for no reason?
Also funny, because it was just like, ha, he's a bat guy.
Yeah, he just got his ass kicked, and he's just hanging upside down for no reason.
Yeah, no, he didn't win that fight. The bats won that fight.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, the bats rezzed him, and then the bats held down Matt Smith long enough for Jared Leto to come and
hit him
with his little syringe.
They sacrificed themselves by smashing their skull into them thousands of times until they were dead.
Apparently, brother, the bats are indestructible, too.
I want to talk about Matt Smith just a little bit more specifically, because the one thing that I really don't like about him is that he goes evil. Like, like the turn of a dime, he goes not just, like, kind of evil, not just, like, okay, he's a crazed animal and he doesn't know what he's doing. No, he just goes full on Sith Lord cackling, I'm going to murder everyone casually evil, and at the drop of a fucking off screen he does
he has changed on a like DNA level. You never know what that'll do to a man's soul.
No. Because the movie tries to set it up.
It's a crapshoot.
The movie tries to set it up as he's got a temper, I guess. These bursts of violence. Except that the example they use from like as him as a youngster is
he's getting
crippled kid is getting bullied
and
beat up and fights back while they attack
an unconscious child after fighting back.
I mean,
after that child stole the last like letter he had from
himself,
made fun of after finding it out a window. Like, he didn't, like, climb up there and, like, yank it out of his hands. The wind pulled it out of his hands.
He wouldn't give it back. They were playing keep away, and he was I'm not giving it back to you. Kind of thing.
And he
that like, is, that, and then they in my like, mind, that's justified.
Sure,
he stood up for himself.
Maybe not the degree to win. Like, no. He goes feral for a couple seconds there.
The problem
feral
is that
for a six-year-old child.
The problem is that after he was unconscious, he kept fighting him.
Like, it is a little weird how, like, crazed he went over that little of a thing in, like, context. But that's not a setup for...
That's really the only thing they use, in my mind, at least, unless I missed something. That's the only hint they give. Because you easily could have done it with adult Matt Smith.
Yeah.
They clearly show he's got some wealth from something. We don't know what. But give him a temper. Show just how much he's willing to do anything to try and solve this issue. Like, maybe he's done some super shady stuff trying out, you know, random cures that haven't worked out for him. And that's why he's more haggard than Morbius is at this point, because he's been willing to try anything and whatever.
But he's just associated with the mob for some reason.
Well,
which doesn't
got
even
money.
Come back. Like, it's not a real plot point. It's just a thing. Like, he's got a guard at the front of his door,
sure.
And Morbius like accuses him of like having a mob tied to him. But it's not.
And they
like,
just
it's
leave
like,
that dangling.
It's not like they imply that he's like dealing drugs or something to
supply his vast fortune. Cards and cheats against mafia boss.
Okay.
So. Sure. Who the fuck cares? Like, that's so, not like the.
You don't live not, doing that, though.
Sure,
you die.
Yeah, no, that's not the that sign deserves of. Morbius to come and dislocate all the fingers in his hand. He's a cheater.
What I'm saying is that does not imply to me that given an ounce of power, this man will immediately become a completely rabid serial killer.
No. Power corrupts, absolutely.
Power
corrupts, absolutely. It does not immediately turn you into Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing holding him back was that he was crippled.
And no, that's the thing. Like, I get that at the end, at the beginning, like once it's actually happened, but nothing leading up to that implies that at all. He's not like a crazy person on the edge of like murdering people and only held back by the fact that he has a tiny, weak body.
Yeah.
It's, no, he's just a kind of regular guy who like cares about Morbius and like hangs out with him and is like, hey, this really sucks that we're, you know, in this horrible, living with this horrible disease, doesn't it? Yes, it does.
I thought you were my brother. How could you be adopted by bats and not
right. And okay, so the other thing is like, the reason that Morbius like won't give him the serum is the way that they play that argument out when he's talking about it is the dumbest shit possible. He should just be like, no, look, I'm going to give this to you as soon as I can figure out a way to control this. I can't give you what I've got because it's turning me into a monster. I don't want you to have that. I want you to have a perfected version of this.
He should just have owned up to Matt Smith and been like, I took this and lost my mind and murdered people. I cannot give it to you yet.
Yeah.
And that
is the most important word because he implies that he's not going to do it at all.
So because I forgot about him attacking the kid at the beginning, I was trying to figure out what exactly is going on between these two characters. And I made the excuse for Matt Smith kind of going crazy evil is that apparently this gives you this ravenous hunger.
Sure.
And because he doesn't have the strength of mind that Morbius's character does, he's falling victim to it really easily. Whereas Morbius is clearly agonizing over controlling this when he really wants to. He says explicitly, I want to go kill everyone, but he controls it.
But maybe, but that kind of loses, like, it doesn't hold water when later Morbius is like, I can fix us. And he's like, I don't want to be fixed. I enjoy murdering people.
Well, because he wouldn't be fixed. He would go back to being dying again.
Sure, but he like, Matt Smith actively revels in how much violence he can cause.
And because the like distinction between them is so stark, Morbius is like 100% pretty good guy. Like, he's never going to hurt anyone ever again. Like, it's the movie seems to make that very clear. Well, but Matt Smith is just like, nah, fuck it. I kill everyone I want casually, including a guy whose only crime was not liking my best friend's appearance in a like picture.
Well, and it's also not just hunger based. He, like, Matt Smith expressly says that it's vengeance. He's like, they've had their turn on top. Let's see how they like it.
Okay. Which is for not shitty logic. Diseased.
Yeah, well, how dare they not be diseased? But let them all die.
It's not like people are treating him like shit throughout the movie. There's the bullies at the beginning and nothing else.
So and Amon, right? He honestly has a privileged life.
Yeah,
he's apparently living in a wealthy household where he has everything he could possibly like to have.
Right.
Despite never going outside.
Blood.
No, that's my beef, is that Morbius is like, oh, I can't drink human blood. Like, why the fuck can't you drink human blood? You have a fucking freezer full of blood.
Or just break into a blood bank, just go one after the other. They might have to do a few more blood drives, but I'm pretty sure that everyone's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, he doesn't have to break in. He has a billionaire best friend or a martini.
Just talk to
Martini
and be like, hey, this is going on. Are you cool if I, like, take your blood like once or twice a week kind of thing?
Sure.
Right. And like the
humans grow their blood back. He just ethically asked for it.
He was getting that blood anyway all his life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He was constantly getting blood transfusions.
Yeah.
Also, maybe try an animal. Maybe chew on a cow, see what happens.
No, only human blood.
Only human.
The thing is, like, you could fix this problem super easy because they make a big point of like, oh, we've got this synthetic blood that's not a problem at all. But the issue is that, like, it's losing its effectiveness. Soon, I won't be able to use this probably. We don't really know if that's true, but that's probably.
If only we knew a guy that made blood like that, that was really good at, like, some kind of biochemistry.
But you could fix this whole issue of, like, he can't do the human blood because it never, like, makes it clear why by just being like, every time I try that human blood, all I want is it turns me into a ravening monster on the edge of just devouring everyone I see in front of me. And so if that's the case, like, clearly if he keeps doing that, he will go over the edge eventually. Like, it's just a matter of the temptation is too strong. He's beat it this time, but next time, like, it's right there. Maybe this coin flip, he won't land.
But so, no, just the effectiveness is ebbing away.
Yeah.
For reasons.
Yeah, that's,
well,
that's it.
Well, you know, processed blood isn't as healthy as organic.
Yeah. it doesn't have that homegrown nutrients that, like, the fruit of our grandfathers have.
That's right. It's automatically got microplastics in the synthetic blood.
So how do you guys feel about the girlfriend?
Don't like her.
Bland as fuck.
I'm just wondering, why did she go into a coma the moment that she fell over?
I hated that. Like, she wasn't, like, pushed hard. She just fell down and was like...
Right.
And absolutely.
She was in the hospital with all of her makeup perfect for some reason.
Well, they do your makeup for you in the hospital.
And also, like, she's got a unbelievable loyalty to Morbius. Because by the time that she wakes up in the hospital, she does not know that Morbius has come back to his senses and feels remorse for his actions.
Right.
And
for all we know, he's killed 1,000 people.
Yeah, and the police come to talk to her. At that point, all she's seen is Dr. Morbius went in, injected himself with vampire bat DNA, and then turned into a vampire and killed an entire boat crew of people.
Well, she loved crew
people who the one person that she had interacted with
was kind of mean.
Was a little bully, yeah.
so it's totally
I'm sorry.
It's totally cool.
No, when the police come and talk to her, she should be ratting him out.
She's in love with him. There's nothing wrong with her being in love with him.
Except for we don't get any clue that she actually is in love with them, besides the fact it's just, oh, man, woman, of course they have to get together in the end.
She was throwing some signs.
Yeah, she's giving him the fuck eyes. Like, it's...
She's like, Dr. Morbius is in trouble.
Ooh, woo. I'm going to have to give him a spanking if he can handle it, because I think he might die.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't have enough blood to get a boner, though, so he can't have sex.
He's got blood all the time. Just strap it on.
Can you imagine? He's like, baby, it's not working. It's not getting... Hold on, here. Let me take a sip. Oh, I'm fully turgid now, baby.
Turgid.
That blood word or a dick word?
I think it's a dick word.
It's often used as a dick word. Yeah.
Can I use it for something else?
You could, yeah. Like, there's certain plants that are technically turgid.
Are they deturgid?
Turgid is swollen and distended.
Okay.
Yeah, like like a real big, nice thick cucumber.
I don't consider my dick distended, though, when it gets...
If you're
it's extended, right? Isn't distended like what my balls do when it's hot?
No, distended is a different term. You're thinking of, like, distended is not the opposite of extended. They're not connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're bat dick, no, when it's I'm too hot, engorged.
They
it just goes
down.
Right up in you. Oh,
like there's no boggy to it, I guess. It's more slimy.
Excuse me, I lost track of what we're talking about.
Distended means swollen due to pressure from inside. So that's exactly what penises
sure
do.
Sure enough. I'm distending for you, babe.
Oh, I'm so turgid. My bat dick is fully turgid.
Have dicks?
No, I...
Yeah, actually, they have a very human Sega balls and dick. You want to see?
Equal size?
We've actually talked about this on the podcast before.
We have.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
Was this for Batman, or did this come up randomly?
Actually, Caleb, by all known
wealth
laws
of knowledge about animal dicks comes up on a regular basis. There's not a one-time conversation, Brian. This is like a 17-time conversation.
By all known laws of aviation, scientists have no idea how bats can fly with those enormous human-sized schlongs. Oh, gosh. No, when it comes to Martini, she is very bland. And it's weird how...
why he picked a bat to splice with.
You're just showing bat dicks over here, Brian.
You've all seen it at least twice, now three times.
I mean, I am impressed.
No, I tell you what, the ball-to-shaft ratio is very unfortunate for those guys.
I'm sure this is a... outlier with big balls.
I mean, look at the shaft to body ratio, though.
He just hasn't gotten off in a few days, guys.
Oh my god!
And he's upside down. It's always distended.
No, Martini. The romance between the two of them feels kind of shoehorned in.
It's the 100%. Same romance you've seen in 100 movies where there's zero chemistry between the main lead and the main female character.
The turn where it goes from being a friendship to a romance is really weird.
Yeah.
They have the lamest kiss I've ever seen.
He's like, close your eyes.
I have a surprise for you.
Come closer.
Come closer.
I'm going to do some bad shit to you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to kiss you.
Like, well, and later on when Matt Smith is talking to their dialysis daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically who he is. So.
He does the same, like, face caress
that
Morbius did with Martini. And I was half expecting him to be like, close your eyes. Come closer. And then he just, like, bites the shit out of his neck or something.
What cracked me up is dialysis daddy hasn't aged a day, even though his two kids have aged about 40 years.
His hair has changed color, but he looks
Has it, though?
He had red hair earlier. Now he's, like, kind of grayish red.
Grayish red, that's
it. Yeah, but the trick to that is that he's not fucking dying like they are.
He's got that good blood.
No, but like, if there had been a hint of that danger between Morbius and his girlfriend that he might eat her at any moment, there might actually be something interesting going on between
them.
Remember the cat?
They did not.
Remember when she dripped blood and he's like, my teeth are going all scary.
I'm getting so distended.
When they did that romance and he goes in to kiss her, there should have been that tension. It should have been like a trust fall for her.
Yeah,
basically,
exactly.
Where
she's
like, okay, I'm leaning my neck towards you. Please don't bite me.
Did they do that in Twilight? I've seen a Twilight, but they had to have done that.
We're going to have to do the Twilight movies for this podcast eventually, right? Like, it's going to have to happen. It's going to make amazing material.
But for what?
Month of Spooks.
Like, what will be... Okay, I was like, what is the draw? Well,
okay, listeners, I want you to request every Twilight movie for Josh to review during listener
requests. No, actually, please, like, request them for Month of Spooks, because I'll be able to watch those shitty movies.
No, we're not doing a Month of Spooks of Twilight movies.
We should have done them as the prequel to The Batman. Like, him building up to being a Batman.
Okay, when the next Batman comes out, we will do them as the lead up to that.
We could do a Harry Potter movie instead.
No, we're not just doing one Harry Potter movie.
Just the middle one.
Just that
I haven't
one
seen any
one
of the amazing animals and where
we're,
they do
we're gonna
stuff.
Have to do those too.
Those are at least okay.
They seem all right.
Saw one of them in the theaters with us. I think we reviewed
the amazing
that
animals
with you.
Stuff? I promise you, I've
the
never
Fantastic
seen
Beasts. Yes.
No, I've never seen one of those movies.
I've never seen an Amazing Animals either.
I thought we did those for at least one of those for the podcast.
I feel like you just went and watched it with your wife because she loves Harry Potter.
Maybe that was like the very first one in like something me and Chris did or something.
Or maybe I just wasn't able to come that way.
Bringing it back to this movie,
Amazing Bat Schlongs and Where to Find Them.
Yeah,
they're good
on bats.
Or sometimes off bats.
Matt Smith breaks.
Brian, what are you doing with bat dicks?
No, I'm just thinking.
At the moment we see that Matt Smith has become a vampire, he also sneaks into the jail and gives Jared Leto a bit of human blood.
Yeah, the red good, blood. Good. Yeah. Because he's constantly making the distinction between the blue and the red, right?
Right.
Red being human blood, blue being synthetic.
And that gets Jared Leto, like, he suddenly goes, he hulks out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The CG makes him look like his character is like 50% larger there for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he jumps out a window. And this is where I just started to feel like, okay, I'm getting lost in the other superheroes I'm seeing in this person. Is he Daredevil? Is he Spider-Man? Is he Batman? Apparently he's all three.
That's why they made him Smoke Man.
He's got echolocation, right? Which makes you think
from the eyeballs.
He's got echolocation from the eyeballs but also his ears, because he can hear
really
real
like
good.
I really like the effect they were doing on his ears.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah.
His powers are stupid.
He can hear anything from across the whole city.
His echolocation is just I can hear anything anywhere.
He's got the proportional hearing of a bat proportional strength of a bat.
Bats stay away from cities for a reason more than like
the proportional dick of a bat.
The proportional pecs of a bat, because damn.
You get bat theme powers when you get it's the same with when Spider-Man 2 Miles Morales gets powers from a new spider. Like, he gets shocking powers because it's like it's his venom sting. Like, no, that's fucking electricity. You got electric powers from a spider for no reason.
I'm sorry, I don't know any omniscient bats. Like, I don't know any bats that are
Batman.
Just like, I can see and hear anything.
That's
He's
Batman.
Got CCTV. It's different.
Yeah, but
his power
spiders
is money.
Don't have super strength.
Well, so they have super strength for their size.
No, they don't. That's ants.
That's every animal that size.
Batman also doesn't have bat powers.
Yeah, now, we're also glossing over the fact that the way he uses echolocation doesn't make any sense.
Because he's not like making a noise
right.
and it traveling
You'd
back.
You make like a snapping sound, it bounces off things, and now you know where things are. You can't do that from across all of Manhattan.
He's doing like a wave of listening.
Yeah.
Like, because this movie is dumb, I expected him to be like, chim chim cheree, and then he like waits to listen to the other bat. Back.
He just pulls a Superman and just listens real hard, and he can hear whatever he needs.
Does Daredevil do that
using,
too?
I thought they were using his heartbeat as the echolocation, but that doesn't make any sense.
No, that was just flair.
It's sound location.
It's not echolocation, it's just location. You're just listening.
It is still echolocation. He just doesn't need to do the initial burst. He's just using the
waves. You mean the echo part?
Well, he's getting the echoes of the noise itself rather than making the noise himself. He does show that, like, he bounces the ball, and he's like, oh, I can listen to where the ball's bouncing kind of thing, right?
It's just dumb as shit.
Right, they don't.
It's dumb. Also, his flight is it just really good jumping, or is
it's
it
gliding.
Flight? Or?
He seems to be able to, like, the air currents that are around vampires seem to affect them a lot more based on what happens, like when he gets to the roof
he's practically ripped off that building.
Yeah.
So
I'm guessing he is either A, much lighter somehow, or specifically wind hits him way harder, because
that's the only way his cells all have little bat wings on them.
I want to hear the supercut, someone taking all of his flight scenes from this movie and just superimposing Katy Perry's Do You Ever Feel Like a Plastic Bat.
Yeah,
the way he floats around on this wind
it's like he's been turned into a plastic bag. Yeah,
it's
like that's
really dumb.
It does not make any sense.
And the purple color they add to it eventually, it just seems
it's
like
pretty.
They're getting carried away.
It's pretty. I like the purple color.
It looks nice.
It makes
a lot of the CG in this looks nice. It doesn't make any sense.
I agree. Also, I hate the dialogue in this movie.
Yeah.
At one point, he says, "Don't make me hungry. You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry."
Oh, come on. That's just a common Marvel. Like, every Marvel character has had at least one
thing.
No, it's
the Hulk.
There's tons of characters that have
done
that.
He also says, "I brought us into this world. I can take us out of it."
Yeah, that one's dumb.
Like he's Matt Smith's angry dad.
Right.
Why did they cut out?
You didn't do your homework, Matt Smith.
Why did they cut out the full Venom scene from the trailer?
I don't remember this.
We are Venom. And he's like, "Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm your friendly neighborhood Dr. Morbius or whatever."
I think that
they just wanted to like make that scene a little more intimidating than it actually was.
But it wasn't either way.
You're right.
If they want to make it more intimidating, leave out the part where he says he's Venom, because without the rest of the joke, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because he's not a clever guy.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
The dialogue in this movie is just big dumb.
Yeah.
So we finally arrived at the climactic fight at the end of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
How do you guys feel about that?
Well, Martini gets captured by Matt Smith, And he, I guess, is like he's leaving her for dead. He's done some sort of damage off screen.
Of her, I think.
Yeah. And then Morbius comes in.
I think that Matt Smith, like,
no, he stuck his finger in her.
Oh,
like in her neck.
Through her neck.
Yes. I need to be clear about that in her neck.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It was like they communicate through a sound effect. That, like, oh, there's a piercing sound, and then she kind of slumps to the ground.
She goes, Morbius, come help me. And so, Michael. And so Morbius comes, and she's like, put this to good use. And then she bites, she goes up to kiss him, and then bites his lip. And the smell of his own blood makes him go crazy for blood.
Even though she's already bleeding.
She's already bleeding out, which is dumb.
There's no reason for her to bite
him. Part of
him
forever.
And so,
I just kind of got the impression that she wanted him to feed on her, which I perceived as, okay, she is now dead.
Yeah.
Except for that droplet that, of course, comes around at the end. But this is where, again, it doesn't make any
The only thing that I can think is that she had earlier read a whole bunch of books about, like, classic vampires. She might have read the thing, like, if you drink some of their blood and then they drink all of yours, you turn into a vampire too, and she thought that was the only way to bring her back. The movie does not imply that in any way. It is literally the only thing I can think to make sense of why she would bite him hard enough to make him bleed.
I don't think
that, or he's made of paper.
I don't think she wanted...
which would explain the flying.
I don't think that she wanted to become a vampire. I think she just wanted him to stop Matt Smith, and she knew he needed the red blood instead of the synthetic blood to do it. And so she's like, look, I'm already dying. It was it's the heroic self-sacrifice at the end. But she knows that he's not going to go for her blood unless he's like blood crazy, right? So she bites him to start the blood crazy. And then she's just like, everyone watching is supposed to forget that she's already bleeding.
Yeah, that's the part that doesn't make any sense, because she's already bleeding to death.
Why would your own blood send you into a blood frenzy? That just seems like that would be inconvenient.
Maybe like a Titan where he has to take damage.
It doesn't make any sense. This movie is dumb.
Yeah. But anyway, the fight itself is...
It works though because he goes crazy and he's like, oh, you died, but I'm hungry. And then just immediately tears into her.
And then Matt Smith just beats his ass like a drum.
Yeah, he gets utterly wrecked.
Which crazy. I'm okay with, because I like the idea that Matt Smith is the stronger. Like, you want the villain to be the stronger one. You want him to be in the better position.
You know what's not stronger than that?
Bats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
A million bats.
But I could have given us a more satisfying fight that Jared Leto eventually lost.
Yeah,
and this is about 15 seconds where he gets his ass kicked, and I'm like, that's it?
Yeah, I agree with that. Look, I like this fight, but I like this fight completely on the ironic level of he does a fucking bat kamehameha, and I cannot get over it.
He does the, like, hand wind up.
He does!
Where, like, pulls his hands back,
and, like,
and
flings
then,
it towards him.
And then he's, like, pushing his palm as if that somehow, like, making sure that Matt Smith can't get back up.
He's force pushing him down. But the force is bat force.
Well, no, he's putting his, like, mental strength into the bats. Like, you guys got to tackle bigger boys.
Let's go.
Family.
Let's go, brothers.
Yeah.
Brother.
And it's... I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't love it. Like, I genuinely 100% love that because of how stupid it is and hilarious it is.
I agree. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about where it's so bad that it's funny at times.
If the entire movie had been on that level... I would love this movie, like, unironically have a great time watching it, but it wasn't. It was 90% boring and 10% glorious bat kamehameha.
When he's bat kamehameha-ing him, he just kind of walks over and pulls out his drug stake and just goes, sticks it in him, and he's just done for.
And Matt's like, I'm a good guy now again.
We're brothers.
You gave me my name.
I'm sorry.
And he goes, how could you kill me, Michael? How could you kill me? Please forget all of the times that I was trying to kill you about 30 seconds ago.
He was just going to beat him to near death until he understood.
No, he grabbed that pole to stake Morbius
to the
heart.
They just flew through 7 feet of concrete and steel, stake to the heart. Not going to do it,
that's how you kill vampires.
Not the living vampire.
I don't know. I would have bought it completely if he'd just been fine after getting stabbed with
it. Like, he would have pinned them there and they could have had a big heart.
Are you telling me that you did not see Matt Smith grab that and fly through the air and think, oh, he is trying to kill Morbius?
No.
You think he's trying to, like, wound him slightly?
He's trying to defeat Morbius.
I think he wants to beat his ass. Like, this is essentially...
I think that was the kill. Killing blow.
I think of it as like Wolverine versus Sabretooth in that movie where they're hurting each other real bad. they both know they're going to be fine at the end of it, though.
That movie's bad, too, but I buy the brotherly bond in it more.
I agree with that completely, but my point is the I don't see these two as...
That movie was better, and it starred Will.i.am.
It is not better.
This movie is a better movie.
That one's more fun because it's worse.
I mean, yes. Will.i.am did a better job acting than Jared Leto did.
What was Will.i.am in there?
You are misremembering that movie,
which one was Will.i.am in
there? He was the teleporty cowboy.
Oh, yeah, I like that movie. He did fine.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Better than this one.
No, it's not.
No, it definitely is.
There's good actors in it. We've already watched it with Wolverine Origins. Just bad take Brian, except it's not Brian, it's Rick. But
Wait, what's bad take Brian?
Rick is bad take Brian. You're good take Brian.
Yeah, but what is bad take Brian?
I think he's thinking of bad luck Brian.
Yeah, but I've changed it to bad take,
which
Brian.
Doesn't make any sense.
And you're
like
good
this
take
movie.
Brian.
Can we get to like the final ratings?
I to like rough reaction, Rick.
Oh, last thing. The fucking after credit scenes are so dumb. Like, there's no reason for either of them.
It's just let's tie Vulture into this movie.
Hey, Vulture's in the same universe as Morbius, but you didn't like Morbius, and Vulture's like a D-list Spider-Man villain. So who gives a shit?
I enjoyed him in the movie.
He
was good, but his entire thing that made him good was his interactions with Peter, who is in a literal different fucking universe.
Right.
Yeah, but Spider-Man still exists in the Morbius universe, though.
No, not in this one. Mm-hmm. There is no clear connection. They like
Vulture's the only person that knows of a Spider-Man.
Venom like, also heard about him.
No, Venom has heard of him.
Yeah, he got teleported to that universe.
The Andrew Garfield version is not technically in this universe from what we've seen because they took out the
only
thing.
No, it's a different type of... It's a different version of Spider-Man's in this universe.
They've never established there's a Spider-Man in
the universe.
The
only reason that the Terror would appear in this universe is if a Spider-Man's in this universe.
But they have never referred to it in any other way in the like.
Sure, but we have to imply that exists here because of the Spider-Man movie where all the Terrors happen.
In a movie where that made sense, sure, but here's the thing. Venom shouldn't have even gone into Spider-Man's universe because he doesn't know who the fuck Peter Parker is.
They've never met a Spider-Man yet.
So it's just the Terror's open to all universes ever? No, it's specifically because it's Spider-Man.
It's that Sony doesn't
it's just
know
involved
how the
with Marvel
consistency
somehow.
Works.
They're trying to bring in more Marvel content to keep them buoyant
but
and relevant.
But only the B-list stuff.
Like I said, it doesn't make any more sense
they can
than
afford.
Anything else in this movie does.
This movie.
If they had just kept
I'm starting my
like,
final thoughts.
If they just had this Easter egg that they showed off in like previews and stuff of like a poster of Spider-Man with the word murderer written on the poster, it would have been fine. But they took that out. It's dumb.
The whole movie is dumb.
Yes.
There's parts that make me laugh, but it's mostly... Well, no, I won't even say that. There's parts that made me laugh because of how bad they were, genuinely.
Yeah.
I got more laughs of our jokes that we made throughout the movie, but there were genuine... Like, the part where she's like, what is this tube? And he's like, you don't want to know. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what if it's a bunch of bats? And then she presses a button and it's actually a bunch of bats in a tube.
Yeah.
Like, that was really dumb and it made me laugh. There's a lot of enjoyment to be had at the movie's expense, but not actually enjoying the movie. So I'm going to rate the movie higher than it deserves just because of the fun time that I had. My least favorite part of the movie is probably the dialogue.
Yeah.
It's really bad and dumb and cheesy. And when he says, I brought us into this world, I can take us out, my eyes just roll out of my head.
That's the worst line in this movie.
That's not the worst line in the movie by any means. But the dialogue is really bad. And that's an example that sticks out in my mind.
Okay.
Because that one's at least a little funny. There's other really bad dialogue that's just not memorable either.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the movie is a bat kamehameha because it's silly and funny.
Yep.
I'm giving this movie more points than it deserves, but that's just because I had a fun time watching it with you guys and joking and laughing at its expense. So I'll give it 3 out of 5 blue blood bags.
Wow.
Okay.
That's pretty generous.
I am kind of torn because the way that I rate this is not on enjoyment. I enjoyed watching this movie with you guys because it was fun to make fun of it.
Better than several other bad movies we've watched.
Absolutely. When it comes to like how it's put together, there are pieces of it that do work. There are the pieces of a decent movie here. You could like redraft this into a much better movie, a much more effective movie, and a much more fun movie. My favorite part of this movie, and I think the part that works the best, is got to be Matt Smith. Matt Smith is a lot of fun to watch. Every time he's on screen, he is like keeps your attention.
Once he's got the vampire powers, before that he's pretty boring, in my opinion.
I think that the dialogue is bad and the direction is bad, and Matt does the best job he can with what he has to work.
Yeah,
with.
That and like when he and Morbius are sitting in the park, I do buy their brotherly bond there more than I do anywhere else shit. In the movie.
It looked
anywhere
like they were about to kiss.
That's fine. I don't have a beef with that. They're acting together like, look, this is how real friend brothers act. I think it did not work for me.
On a writing level, like the dialogue that they're given, I agree. On an acting level, what they're doing with like the characters and the way they're trying to make it work, I bought it in that part.
Especially that part where Jared Leto leans into Matt Smith and says, close your eyes.
Brother.
But that said, this movie still sucks. Like, Matt Smith carries his part very well. I wish the entire movie was just him being a vampire and, like, it being a horror movie. That would be amazing. Yeah. I'd love
like,
that.
Kind of like one of those Hulk films where he's just destroying the city and they have to get the military involved.
Absolutely. Like, one night of, like, horror of Matt Smith being a vampire running around just murdering people constantly would be a fantastic movie.
He's monologuing how we should basically kill the entire human race, and he kills three guys and apparently, oh, I've already eaten.
Yeah, exactly. He's not hungry anymore. It's like when you like your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Right.
My least favorite part of this movie is the writing in general, but I'm going to specifically highlight how bland Morbius is. He's just not an entertaining character. He's not fun. He's not a cool hero. He's just dull, and it did not have to be that way, and it could have been a very interesting counterpoint to Matt Smith's character, but they just didn't do it. So I am going to give this two out of five bags of blood.
Sure.
Well, he already did that.
I did the blue ones. You can do two out of five red bags.
Two out of five vampire piranha bats.
I don't think I have just one least favorite. Like, there's a bunch of things that stuck out. Like, it's not enough to be like, ooh, but it's enough for me like, mm-mm. Like, the ending credits is just a Logan screen for a computer. Like, it's nothing to do with Morbius or comic books. It's just like weird, glowy neon tubes that we're going through for no reason.
It's like what's playing on the line of laptops that are sitting out on display at a Best Buy.
Yeah, or it reminds me of one of those Winamp visualizers from 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's what used to play when I listened to my LimeWire downloads.
Absolutely.
This movie did have some Linkin Park vibes to it, so that's appropriate. Mm-hmm.
I hated Morbius's, or not Morbius, Jay Leto's fucking... His take on what a funny, like, paraplegic guy is like. Like, he's like, don't make me, if you keep talking like that, I'm going to wobble and walk away from this conversation. Like, he always has untied shoes. Like, he's 30-something years old and can't have loafers. Like, I don't get that.
No, he's 30-something years old and can't, like, bend down?
Yeah, that, even
he can bend down far enough for, like, lumbar puncture.
I mean, guarantee you he thought of this as like, this was some of his like improv bullshit, like, I never have tight shoes, I wouldn't be able to tie my shoes with how sick I am. Like, no, fucking get some
exactly
get some fucking loafers, dog.
Just wear Crocs.
You're a anything that functions as shoes properly put on.
Exactly.
Fucking I ding like he needed someone other than Matt Smith to help carry him when Matt Smith wasn't there, and whoever that girl was not
Martini.
It.
No.
Yeah, Martini was not it for him. Yeah.
Exactly.
She's trying to make her career just by being associated with movies like this. She doesn't have the acting prowess.
Well, she is in Fortnite.
To be fair.
That's true.
Like, well, I was going to say no one's good in this, but Matt Smith is kind of good. So like,
yeah, Matt Smith was fine, and the other doctor was fine too. But like,
yeah, Jared Harris.
David Tennant was in this?
Yeah, the other doctor. There could be any other doctors that I meant with that. Fucking, what was the point of the cops?
Yeah.
Why introduce them and show them and like waste time looking at them for them not to have any point?
They literally have no effect on the movie at all.
There was a pair of detectives, Tyrese Gibson and another guy are detectives trying to figure out who's doing all the murders. Except
to their credit,
I think. Immediately figure out, oh, hey, Dr. Morbius killed the guys on the boat.
There are
more people getting drained of all their blood. Clearly, it's the same guy. And then when they find that Matt Smith is also killing people, they're like, oh, and a copycat. Cool. And then it ends there. It's like,
are they supposed to be like the Commissioner Gordon of this, to where like he looks up at Morbius and just like nods when he flies away, like, you're the good vampire. I'm all right with you.
No idea. Like, they do nothing with these characters. They do not.
It's supposed to add some tension of like, oh, he's trying to be moral, but... You know, what's he going to do if they arrest him? Like, he did
break
technically
the fuck
kill,
out again.
No, he did kill those guys
on the
boat.
Eat a rapist and run away from the prison again. Like,
I did feel like that Tyrese is probably the second best actor in this movie.
which is
sad. I put him at 3. I thought the dialysis daggy was pretty good.
Oh yeah, Moriarty's great.
Jared Harris.
Yeah.
But fucking, there's many other things I don't like about this movie, but the thing I like about this movie was the effect that when they're fighting in slow-mo and fast-mo. Every now and then, like when Matt Smith was like slow-mo running towards Morpheus, and like he's just like doing a regular like nerd run. And
yeah, Morpheus that was ridiculous in the subway. You can apparently like move at about 1,000 miles an hour, and you just see Matt Smith where he's gone about 2 feet since the last time they cut away and showed the winds whisping through his fingers.
Yeah, train, and the train is moving going his faster hand than at him. A regular speed, so he must like to. The doctor's eyes, he must be going like, wow, that wind, huh? Woo!
He's also part of the Speed Force.
The what force?
The Speed Force, we forgot to tell you.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't fucking...
Wrong universe.
Is it?
Yeah, that's
easy. At this point, is it really, though?
It's all a big universe.
Spider-Man has the web force.
If they do a movie with fucking Superman and Captain America and Spider-Man in it, I'm down. Like, make that happen. I'll give you all my money.
No, that's fine. Leave Superman fucking in his grave.
Put him back.
Let someone who knows how to write Superman do this.
And that's the only real part. I really came in here like cautiously hopeful. For some reason, the trailer made me think this could be pretty all right. And it's not shit. It's just mediocre and bad writing. So 2.5 out of 5. Really bad one-liners, one after another.
All right.
Yeah, that's a fair review.
So for my take, I've already said aired a lot of my grievances with this film. It was not bad enough for me to be an enjoyable bad movie. It was mostly bland and boring. Now, one thing I haven't said yet is that I think there is a moral conundrum with Jared Leto's character, and that it seems like he only really cares that he needs to stop Matt Smith when someone who's actually close to him gets hurt. Because he's watched as police officers and several other people have been brutally murdered before his eyes, and it seems like he's still mostly... He doesn't seem to actually give a shit.
He's not like actively hunting down Matt Smith at that point.
Right. He's like more concerned, like I can save him, never mind the fact that he is a serial killer at this point.
Right. Yeah.
He's his brother though. Like all those bats in that tube.
Until he killed his dad.
Sometimes
and his
girlfriend. Die.
Right. And at that point he's like, rah!
How dare you kill dialysis daddy?
So not only is this a bad movie, but from like a morality perspective, there's nothing praiseworthy but we're seeing here on screen. The CG is pretty. Matt Smith is this movie's saving grace. Without him, this would be such utter trash. My least favorite part of it has to be that it seems like the direction that everyone was given was really bad. Mm-hmm. And I guess by that, I mean that also the story is just not very well told.
Correct.
And Jared Leto is... I never paid a lot of attention to him before, but now I'm just kind of like, I'm going to actively avoid anything that you're in because this was not fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give it 1.5 empty litter boxes out of 5.
I like how it was a descending order of scores.
No, you had the 2, right?
I think I gave it 2.5, and then Brian gave it 2, and then he gave it 1.5.
I gave it 2.5.
Yeah. You flipped your own score.
Yeah, you gave it a 2.
I should have given it.
I wrote it down.
I should have given it.
It's not too late.
No.
Try to detect it.
I mean, Brian did change his mind last time. No, it was me, actually.
I'm not going to change my mind just to be like goofy about the way this order went.
I hope y'all enjoyed this. Like, the movie was, you heard us talk about it. I'm not going to say it again. But yeah, I don't know. Go watch it. Let us know what you think.
No, just listen to our podcast and review our podcast.
Watch an AMV of it.
There you go. Yeah.
To Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Watch a supercut of Matt Smith's scenes.
Yeah. You should also listen to a supercut of all of our podcasts, which you can find on our website, opinionatedpodcast.com. Additionally, we're on social media at OpinionCast on Twitter and OpinionatedPodcast on Facebook. Feel free to reach out to us at our email address, opinionatedmoviereviews@gmail.com. We always love hearing from you guys, whether it's your thoughts on our episodes or suggestions for what we should watch in the future. If you get a chance, leave us a rating on iTunes and Spotify. Between that and you sharing us with your friends, it's the best way we have of getting out to new listeners. We always appreciate you guys listening, and until next time...
We're opinionated.
Thanks for listening.